This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Debate over SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno's proposed campus reorganization got heated as the university's trustees met in Carbondale. Faculty and students raised their voices to express not just concern, but in many cases anger over how the proposal is being pushed forward and what's being said. During Wednesday's working session, Chancellor Montemagno explained to trustees how he hopes to restore SIUC's image and used a photo of a rundown old car in his explanation. That touched a nerve, not just with the campus community, but with trustee Shirley Portwood.
Who would want to come to a university whose own chancellor refers to it in such demeaning terms? Who would want to send their child to an institution that's similar to a rusted out old car? Further, it's insulting and it's inaccurate. Please stop doing it immediately.
Faculty Association President Dave Johnson was also less than impressed with the chancellor's use of imagery.
In Chancellor Montemagno's view, everything about SIUC is broken. Our academic structure is broken. Our core curriculum is broken. Our research is a mess. Student life is a mess. We are substandard across the board, as he put it yesterday. SIU is a piece of junk that only Carlo Montemagno can fix.
But the chancellor says his intent was not to portray the campus as junk. Rather, he says the university has lost a bit of its luster, and he wants to bring it back.
We lost significant elements of our campus life. We have failed to put in place enterprises that are at the very, very cutting edge of excitement and discovery in the programming. And so those things that we're doing right now are to rectify that.
Students like Brandon Kyle say they're not a part of the discussion or process, and that's frustrating.
Obviously, we have a stake in this conversation. Obviously, we have something that matters to this conversation. And the idea that we have nothing to show for, that we have nothing to offer, that we do not understand what is going on at this institution is a spit in our face. We completely understand what is going on with our institution. We completely understand what is happening with our institution because we are what creates this institution. An institution without student input, a university without student input is a university that is not made.
Graduate student Lauren Schaefer says the plan doesn't help her or others like her.
Because it does not address the campus climate issues, does not generate billions of dollars for the state, does not prevent another budget impasse, and does not disempower our federal representatives to pass things like a graduate tax.
Chancellor Montemagno says he's met with individuals and groups, but says he'll have to do more.
I have met with virtually almost every constituent person, individual there who has spoken and issued that. The faculty and the students also have provided me numerous input, both to me personally, through emails, and online. So all their voices are being heard.
Meanwhile, some trustees say they're worried time is running out to save a declining SIU Carbondale. Trustee Phil Gilbert points to studies that were done over the past decade and recommendations that weren't implemented.
We're at a crossroads here. Organizational change does not come easy. But in tough times and uncertain times, it is necessary for the good and future of this university, and I think everybody agrees that there needs to be changes.
And Gilbert says something must be done.
If we keep doing the same thing that we have done for the past 10 years, we're going to see a decline in enrollment. Services that we provide, not to this throughout this university, but through this region, and to the research, which we saw today, is a critical aspect of this university. We're going to see a decline in all of that. And this university will be destined to return to the pre-Delight Morris days.
Trustee Marcia Ryan agrees and says, although it's difficult, something has to happen.
The task is a gargantuan one, considering the lack of attention and action over the last many years while we watched SIU dwindle and disappear. There was a time several years ago when we had the luxury of time, but not the will. Now we have no time, and we are required to find the will.
Faculty Senate President Kathy Schwalas says not everyone on the campus is opposed to the chancellor's plan. She says there are people moving forward.
I've talked to a lot of faculty in units who are looking at the proposed reorganization and trying to figure out what that means for them. They're coming up with alternate proposals. They're talking to administration. They're setting up meetings. They're following the procedures that have been set out in the Article 9 processes. They're working on this. They're trying to figure out, can we make change?
But a packed ballroom and dozens of speakers continued their criticism, including Associate Professor Natasha Zaretsky.
We all recognize that SIUC is confronting what can only be described as an existential crisis. As a faculty member, I am afraid for my job. But even more, I am afraid for the future of my university, my town, and for the Southern Illinois region. And it pains me deeply to hear the chancellor compare SIUC to a junk car. That is such a disservice to me and to my fellow educators, as well as to all of the wonderful students that I have had the honor of teaching over the years.
The proposal itself received no vote. Trustees are expecting an update from the campus in February when they meet on the Edwardsville campus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.